Good afternoon. I'm Wiley Henderson at the top of the news. The latest local health area map for COVID-19 cases has some good news for the city of Kimberley. Jeff Johnson has more.
The update from the BC Center for Disease Control shows data from a 7-day period between May 2nd and 8th. It shows zero cases were reported in Kimberley during that time after new incidents of the virus being reported in the community for several weeks. Only 7 cases were reported in Cranbrook, a decrease from the 15 cases reported over the previous week. Fernie is reporting 5 cases, while Windermere is reporting 6. Creston is also reporting 6 cases of COVID-19 over the 7-day period, while Golden reported 12 cases over the week. More details from the BC Center for Disease Control can be found on our website, thedrivefm.ca and b104.ca. Jeff Johnson, Cranbrook.
Cranbrook RCMP are seeking a vehicle believed to be stolen from the community's industrial area overnight Tuesday. Police say a 2003 Keystone Hornet travel trailer was taken between 9:30 p.m. and 10:30 p.m. Tuesday night. The travel trailer is described as being white and blue and has Hornet decals with BC license plates UMF93C. Anyone with information about the vehicle is asked to contact Cranbrook RCMP. The Elk Valley is opting back into an organics program that had previously exited earlier this year. The RDEK announced Elk Valley directors have agreed to rejoin the East Kootenay Regional Organics Strategy aimed at creating an organics processing facility. The facility would be established at the Sparwood Transfer Station to give residents a place to process yard and garden waste while providing opportunities to the public to participate in more wide-scale organics composting. Environmental Services Manager Kevin Patterson says the Elk Valley initially opted out of the strategy due to concerns over operating the facility, but rejoined when the picture became clearer.
It'd be up to each municipality whether they choose to do a collection system within their municipality, but we want to have the infrastructure, take advantage of the granting, to have the infrastructure in place so that down the road we can explore opportunities for people to engage in composting activities.
You can learn more about the project by going to thedrivefm.ca or b104.ca. And Healthy Kimberley is bringing back an event meant to encourage biking as a main mode of transportation. Spring Go By Bike Week gets started at the end of the month. You're encouraged to commute primarily on your bike for the week. Healthy Kimberley's Shanoa Runge says the week-long event has evolved since its inception and is about much more than just cycling to school or work.
It's really moving towards focus on just promoting people to get out on bikes. So it's no longer about biking to work or biking to school. So Go By Bike Week used to be known as Bike to Work and School Week, but now it's really any rides can count.
The event goes May 31st to June 6th. You can register with Healthy Kimberley to keep track of your rides for the week. And in provincial news, BC's top doctor says health officials are monitoring the province's second case of a rare vaccine-induced condition which causes blood clots. Provincial Health Officer Dr. Bonnie Henry says the man in his 40s is now in stable condition in the Fraser Health region following receipt of the AstraZeneca vaccine. BC has diagnosed 587 new cases of COVID-19 in the last day as the infection rate continues to trend downward, with 5,691 active cases on Thursday. 5 more people have died to push BC's death toll to 1,632. More than 2.3 million doses of vaccine have been administered so far, and more than half of all eligible adults in BC have received at least one dose. And over to sports in the NHL tonight, a pair of Canadian teams are playing for pride in tonight's clash. The Vancouver Canucks visit the Calgary Flames. Both teams are winding down their seasons as they have been eliminated from playoff contention. Elsewhere, Minnesota visits St. Louis while Colorado hosts LA. That's news and sports, local news first. I'm Wiley Henderson.